Before Margaret could answer, a far-off shout from the boys set the others flying after them through the many diverging paths in the wood, and she was left alone for a few minutes to muse on the child's simple comment, fraught with such deep philosophy, too deep for the little one herself to understand, until she had learned more of life's lesson. Presently, they all came hurrying back to hunt for her, and it was quite clear from their eagerness that some discovery had been made.
"Oh, come quick," cried Harry. "There's the jolliest pond for skating on you ever saw in your life, and the gardener says it isn't more than 3 feet deep, so it's quite safe."
As he spoke, the lovely little pond came into view, surrounded by dark Scotch firs, which gave the prettiest effect to its margin. This was the greatest fun possible for the children. They slid and danced across from one side to the other and had many a tumble, which only added to their merriment, until at last Margaret called out,
"Come, it is time to be going, and we have not chosen the trees yet. Come, come, we must not stay another instant."
She led the way back into the path they had left, where they wandered on till they emerged upon a glade where the trees had been cleared sufficiently to leave broad open spaces of soft green turf, and here the firs had abundance of air and space to grow shapely and beautiful. But it was soon decided that any of these would be too large for the purpose. So, returning to the plantation, two moderate-sized ones were chosen, which the gardener promised should be sent to the hospital on the day appointed.